This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. When the Republican Party rolls into Cleveland, Ohio this summer for its convention, the city is going to put its best foot forward. The downtown business district is getting an overhaul. Everything is going to look and feel great. But there is a part of Cleveland that delegates probably aren't going to see because the grittiest neighborhoods in town aren't getting any touch-up at all. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genza reports.
Downtown Cleveland is one big construction site right now as the city gets spruced up for the Republican convention. Stroll through the Central Business District and you'll see new hotels being built and office buildings getting facelifts. It's loud. But head over to the northeast side of town, the inner city, and the sounds are different. This is Jeff Johnson's turf.
Councilman for the city of Cleveland, Ward 10.
And we're in your ward right now, Ward 10. And
we're sitting in Johnson's ward office in a big meeting room where he's held a number of question and answer sessions for constituents about the convention. He supports it, by the way, and voted for some preliminary convention funding. Still, he and his constituents aren't sure what's in it for them. They ask him,
are we losing our police officers that patrol our neighborhoods because they're going to be dealing with issues associated with the convention?
Johnson says officers in his ward already have plenty of issues to deal with. He says a third of his constituents live below the poverty line. There's gun violence. And the neighborhood is still struggling with foreclosures from the housing crisis.
And as you drive through it, you'll see some abandoned buildings right next to a full-blown working business.
I see what Johnson means after we leave the ward office.
So we're going to go down one of the main corridors of the northeast part of the city of Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to go to Angela's Neighborhood Restaurant.
Okay.
All
right.
As we drive down the main corridor, I see the abandoned houses Johnson talked about. We pass by that fire engine you heard earlier. There are lots of fires here in those abandoned buildings. We head into the diner, and Johnson brings me over to a table where Bill and Hazel Dale are sitting. They tell me they're afraid their neighborhood will be isolated during the convention.
Everybody gonna be downtown, you know, I mean, they not coming to the inner city.
And then too, it's amazing how they could find so much money to put into downtown. And it's like, oh my goodness, if you can find money for down there, then you need to find money for the neighborhoods.
Johnson is trying to steer some of the convention's spoils to his neighborhoods. Later, at a city council meeting with Republican National Committee representatives, he tries to get his local vendors on the list of businesses selling supplies to convention organizers.
And I just want to reiterate the subject of supplier diversity, the need for this city's citizens to somehow have a benefit.
We use union labor.
That's Jeff Larson, the CEO for the 2016 Republican National Convention. He says they're working on diversity with a local host committee. The committee says it's reaching out to minority-owned businesses. It's hired Cleveland State University to do a study on the economic impact of the convention.
Our overall tax base will be a little bit higher due to this event.
That's Irene Lendl. She's interim director of the university's Center for Economic Development. She says the city will collect more in sales and room taxes during the convention.
And the larger budget will allow larger investments in more disadvantaged areas as well.
Jeff Johnson, the city councilman, says his neighborhoods will get some of that tax money. It'll go into the city's general fund. But Johnson estimates Cleveland will only get about a quarter of the money spent at the convention. The rest, he says, will go to the private sector, mostly the downtown businesses that are getting spruced up. In Cleveland, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.